Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we will perhaps conclude this message, which I've entitled, The God of Every Need. And we've been looking at the names of God. This is a wonderful study for your own personal time with the Lord, because there's no way we can cover this in such a short time as the broadcast schedule. But let me share yet another name. We were looking at yesterday, Jehovah Shammah, the one who is always present, referencing the not only his presence with us today, but his continual presence in his dwelling place forever, and that will be the holy city of the Lord, the New Jerusalem, where it will be known as the Lord is there. That will be the name of the city. And then, of course, a very familiar and beautiful passage found in Psalm 23. He is Jehovah Rohi, our good shepherd. He's leading us into greater and greater things, into green pastures, still waters. David declared, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." If you've been with me this week, reminds me of El Shaddai, right? Our comforter, our nourisher, our supplier. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, Jehovah Rapha, the healing aspect of our God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our battle, fighting the works of darkness. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's Jehovah Shammah. Shammah, the Lord who is always present. The Lord is there. Praise God. So I'm going to share just a few more names quickly, but it'll just perhaps whet your appetite to study and to learn more of the wonderful aspects of our God, how that He is the God of every need. He is Jehovah Elyon, our Lord Most High. Psalm 97 and 9 states, "Thou art the Lord Most High over all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods." He is the Lord, our Maker, our personal Creator. We have a covenant relationship with Him. Jehovah Hosinu acknowledges God as more than just the Creator of nature and other living things. He is our personal Creator, our God. He has a right to us as well. All that we are, our time, our talent, our treasure, our thoughts. Psalm 95 and 6 states, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." That using that word there, Jehovah Hosinu. God is revealing Himself also as the Lord our God. This one who is both Lord and holy, set apart to those of us who have entered into a covenant relationship with Him. He is Jehovah Eloheinu, the Lord our God. And then in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 2, 5, and 7, the Word of God states, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall not worship them or serve them," speaking of false gods, "for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, and you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, He said He was Jehovah Eloheka, Israel's Lord. And through Jesus Christ, we're grafted into the vine. We are spiritual Israel. He's made of two, one. So we are all spiritual Israel. And of course, there's natural Israel, those who believe in their Messiah. And so we are able to worship him, Jehovah Elohecha. And then in Isaiah 40 and 31, the Word of God says, this is the Amplified Translation, "But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. They'll mount up to the sun. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint or become tired." And in Hebrews, let me turn to that, the 12th chapter. Let me read verses 1 to 3. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." How can we do that, beloved? Verse 2 tells us, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And let me read verse 4. "Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Praise God. So, beloved, he's beginning to lift us up in his presence. We will renew our strength. Praise God. It says he will renew our strength as in the days of our youth. Those of us who are up in years can claim that. He is our God, the one who cares about you. No matter what you may face today, no matter what circumstances are staring you in the face, he is your Jehovah Elohe, the Lord your God. And also, beloved, he is our strength. He is the glory, the lifter up our head. He's our source of power, the ability to be victorious and overcome. The scripture, I don't know where it is, but "through our God we shall do valiantly. We will triumph over all the works of darkness." Let's look at a scripture reference in 1 Samuel. That's chapter 17, and this is the very familiar and powerful story of a young lad by the name of David who came against the giant Goliath. And we read, "And the Philistine," that was Goliath, "said to David," I mean, he was taunting Israel for 40 days and saying, "Let your strong warrior come out and fight me. And, you know, if you win, well, we'll be subject to you. But if we win, you're going to be subject to us." And he was humiliated. He was offended that a young stripling child, he didn't even have armor on because he wasn't used to Saul's armor. He responded, he said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine also said to David, "Come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field." But what was David's response? Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted." And the word there for the Lord of hosts, is Jehovah Sabaoth. Hallelujah. Praise God. The God of the armies of Israel. David knew the source of his power. And beloved, as God's children, just as he was with David, we know the source of our strength and our power. It's not ours, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing and we are being lifted up. We're as eagles. He will renew our strength as eagles. So he's lifting us up higher and higher, close to God, close to the very Son of Righteousness. It says the eagle, they, as it were, ascend unto the sun, into the heights of the atmosphere. And so we, beloved, in the battles we face, we go in the name of Jehovah Sabaoth. Beloved, Whatever giants are facing you today, they will fall. The victory will come. Be strong, beloved, in the Lord and the power of his might. We will arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. I felt to share that scripture as I began the broadcast this week. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. In fact, I turned it away, but let's see if I can find it real quickly, because it is a magnificent scripture, and that's what God is doing in this hour for us. Isaiah 61. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, is that not true? And gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles, or the heathen, the unsaved, shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Praise God. He's a hedge around you, beloved. His presence is more brilliant than a diamond, and he's sharing that light, that glory. That's what he said in his great high priestly prayer in John, the 17th chapter. This is before he went to his suffering and death. The Lord is rising upon you, beloved. Beloved, we're being brought high up close to God, to the glory of his presence. And in this dimension, just as Moses was changed when he was in the presence of God in that mount, remember it said his face shone, and he went without eating or drinking for 40 days and nights. We are being changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And we're being brought into his presence. And as we do that, as we're coming into his presence, the works of the flesh will be killed. He's going to lift us so we can soar, as it were, on the wind of the Holy Spirit. And the higher you soar, you will be even as an eagle that mounts up to the Son of Righteousness. Praise God. Well, beloved, I wish I had time to pray, but know that I am praying for you every day. My partners, my radio family, I do invite you to write, and I pray. We've covered a lot of ground, but it's something to, as you really consider all the ways that God is the meeting of your every need. He's the God of every need. That's what I've entitled these few messages I brought this week. So regardless of what your need is, my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Praise God. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.